This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for us now to get into our weekly review of the hot hits of the news talk radio world with our panel of experts that varies from time to time. The two stalwarts that are here most of the time, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Thanks to him for the time and effort that he puts into this. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Thanks again to her as well. Jennifer Horn is going to say, what, am I chopped liver? I can hear that. Jennifer is from the DJV program and also does the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. I always, every once in a while, I trip up on that, John. The Space Coast, the Gold Coast, they're almost one and the same, or at least some would say that they are. So, all right, we have all of our people here to go through some of the, we'll try to, I always try, and good intentions, to get through all the top 10 stories and the people. If I just do the list, it seems before I get very far down the list, we want to jump in. Although, with this list here this week, number 10, all about the holidays and how much money we're spending, which is outrageous, it would seem. If you heard, this would be something all of you might talk about in your various incarnations, that there are, what was it, the number, Jennifer, we came up with when we were talking about it earlier in the week, 16% of the people who use, what do I have going on in my ear
What's
here?
What's that?
I don't know.
Sounds like someone's being attacked
by a
wild
noise.
Could be.
No, that's Cupcake.
Cupcake, oh good. Thank you, Cupcake. Very nice to meet
you.
Thank you, Cupcake. Anyway,
bring your dog to work day.
Yes. The business about how much we're spending, and then couple that with what is the debt left over from last year, 16% of people are still, who charge things for last Christmas, still paying off the debt. Yeah. And now they're adding more to it. So it's
the American way. Leave them alone.
What are we buying that was so expensive last year that we're paying it off?
Well, I don't know.
Think about what's in vogue. I mean, what do kids want now? They don't want board games. They don't want Barbies even anymore. They want iPads. They want laptops. They want cell phones.
Oh, it's the kiddie winkies that we're paying off.
Has anybody said no lately?
Everything popular costs a lot of money. You know, nobody's just happy with the doll.
No, I am.
Good, that's what I got you for Christmas, so winning.
Thank you very much.
Winning.
Winning. Immigration reform is number 9 on the list. I don't see, there was something, though, that came out this week about Trump and whether or not they were going to get funding from some private source. I've forgotten. Can you do that? This sort of ties in with what we do. What our campaigns do with the extra money that's left over. That's another thing. We get to the presidential election. I want to talk about what you all know regarding where the money goes that's left over. For example, I might as well talk about it now a little bit. Kamala Harris is out, but yet she has $10 million left of the $37 million that were raised for her presidential election hopes. So what does she do with the $10 million? What can you do with the $10 million? Anybody?
Well, Doug, as I understand, a couple of things she can do. She can fund other campaigns and such like that. She can start a nonprofit and then try to work the system where she or someone she knows and likes gets paid from that nonprofit from the $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Can she also fund her
for the kids? I didn't say that.
Exactly.
I didn't say that. It's not true. You cannot do that.
No, but can't you also fund the future?
Creative ways you can find to do anything with it if you want to.
If she announces she's going to run again for Senate, she can fund herself again with that money. Can't she keep it in her campaign bank account?
Yeah, that money.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy in New York who was in his 90s. He died. He had a few million dollars in the account, and he didn't have to do anything with it because, well, he said, I might run again. So, Jen, you're absolutely right. It has happened.
Well, I told you the story about the guy who was a congressman from Northwest Ohio, where I went to school. He and I were friends, actually. He passed away while he was still serving in Congress. He had $6 million in his campaign war chest and went to his wife.
Yep.
So,
there you go.
She did what she wanted to do with it. That's
a reason to marry a politician.
Bought electronics for the kids.
Marry an old Paul.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. All right, number eight is the Zimmerman lawsuit. Who knows anything about that?
Yeah, this and Doug, down here in Florida. A lot of people down here are talking about this again. Zimmerman back in the news this week, and a lot of people feel that he's got every right to go after the families for what he went through.
John, this is 10 years ago, isn't it? How long ago was this?
It wasn't 10 years ago. This was about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One wonders if this is coming out because of the release of the movie that Clint Eastwood has produced that was the sort of same general thing, right? The Richard Jewell movie, he was...
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that kind of a similar story?
Well, exactly. The guy who supposedly set off the bomb in the Atlanta Olympics... And a lot of people feel that Zimmerman has every right to go after the families for what they did to him.
Mm-hmm. And they did what exactly? Zimmerman did actually kill Trayvon Martin. I mean, Richard Jewell did not set off a bomb.
It was that's correct, Victoria. But it was the stand your ground ruling that Zimmerman got off on. Never got charged with murder officially, and as a result, a lot of people feel his life was ruined, and therefore he's going after the families.
He didn't have a life to begin with. How can you ruin?
He's done a fair amount to continue ruining his own life, both before and afterwards.
He's a boob. But I think that Richard Jewell movie will be very interesting, and there's already Oscar buzz around it. Yet another Clint Eastwood. But this guy at 87 years old is still cranking. He's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Knows how to do it. All right, let's see. Where are we?
Westerns.
Oh. Yeah, well, they've been all over the place on cable this week. All kinds of stuff. Clint Eastwood, even the old Dirty Harry movies have been dusted off.
Great Dirty
again.
Harry movies.
Yeah. Winter weather is number 7. Who has suffered here? Harper, you don't have any standing. You didn't suffer at all this
week. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Okay. So you can take a rest. Jennifer, you had a lot of rain in California.
You can go now.
Right, hold on.
We did have a lot of rain in California, yeah. It was actually cold. The snow Thanksgiving weekend actually took away power from, I think, 10,000 people in Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead. So
right,
in California,
you
can't win.
Shut the power off up there.
Yeah, it's no fire, no rain, it's just everything. No snow, the power just goes off.
But, yeah, right.
That's awful.
It's really.
I heard there was a dairy farmer somewhere in Massachusetts who had to crank up his Case tractor and remove a whole bunch of snow he did not expect. Did you hear anything about that, Doug?
Massey Ferguson tractor, please. Let's get it right.
Oh, Massey Ferguson. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was a John Deere.
There, Doug.
No, John Deere. We don't like green tractors here, John. Green tractors?
Okay.
No. Gotta have red tractors. What Jensen's referring to is the amount of snow that I had here in... I didn't have it. Everybody in New England had it. We were supposed to get... It's very interesting how often the snow lines go with the highways. I don't know if you've noticed that in other areas where there is weather. The weather north of the Mass Pike is different than the weather south of the Mass Pike. And the weather east of the 495 is different than the weather west of 495.
Yes.
And that was the whole thing this week. In my community of Framingham, the prediction was we'd get 2 inches of snow. Well, 18 inches later, the line moved about 10 miles because the next town over didn't get only a couple of inches, which is what we were supposed to get, but it stopped here. So the weather people were pretty accurate as to, you know, they were off by about 10 miles. But I think it really is kind of interesting to see how, as many people complain about the weather forecast, it's pretty accurate now. But there's so much attention given to it. And these characters that work for the Weather Channel and AccuWeather who go out in the middle of the storms and They either get blown away by the hurricanes, or they freeze their butts off standing in these snowstorms. Are people really intrigued by that? Do people actually watch that stuff?
Oh, God, yeah, they watch it. They watch it. I think it's fascinating.
So let's talk about number one for a minute while you're still here. The
sure.
impeachment hearings and Nancy Pelosi telling everybody that she's a good Catholic and she doesn't hate Trump.
This was an altercation that she had with James Rosen, who used to work for Fox News. He was actually the guy who was monitored by the Obama administration.
Ms. Pelosi, do you hate Trump?
Yeah, if you remember that scandal from a few years back, and now he works for Sinclair Broadcasting. And it really wasn't, I don't think it was really, I mean, it was a pointed direct question, but I don't think it was like an accusation. Because Doug Collins this week, who's a ranking member on the judiciary, said, well, this is a vendetta from Democrats against President Trump because they don't like him. They hate him. And so James Rosen says, hey, Pelosi, do you hate the president? And she spun around real fast. She was on her way off the off the stage already. She spun around real fast and gave him the what for and said, I don't hate anybody. And this is, I pray for the president every single day. Now, I don't know if I believe all of that, but she did take him to task pretty well for about 2 minutes, I think, she spent on him.
Really?
But this is, it's you know, Pelosi is a Catholic, and she's told the president in phone calls that she prays for him, and it's a grievous sin to hate as a Catholic. I'm not a Catholic.
It's a horrible emotion, no matter whether you're Catholic or not. Hate,
you know,
is
so,
but you understand why he asked the question. He asked the question because that was the contention of Republicans, that this is a personal vendetta against the president. And she, but she really, like, she made it seem like it was an accusation more than a question.
Mm-hmm. Well, at any rate, it was very interesting to see the response, I thought, was very telling, and it was pretty appropriate, actually. Some of these news media jerks are really, they really, really have to get, whether they starch their shorts or not, I'm not sure, but it really is pretty outrageous, some of the things that they ask. And it isn't, they're not trying to probe, they're just trying to make noise so that they can be heard, much as anything else. Jennifer Horn, John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, time to continue our conversation about the stories, the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world. We do this every week for an hour with distinguished talk radio hosts like Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. John Harper is here from WMEL in Washington. We moved you up the coast about 1,000 miles, John, from the space coast of Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. I actually think that we should let Victoria and Rick go for a little bit. They were just having a conversation. I think that's good talk radio. So why don't you just go back to having your argument about the pluses and minuses of hate talk.
Well, what I was saying is that I think we did learn some things from the Gerald Nadler House Judiciary impeachment hearing.
I think I started this by saying off air that he was a boob and some other things.
Yeah,
right? And
that sort of
started.
But we did learn some things. I mean, there are some people, Republicans and Democrats, who can maintain their dignity and credibility. They may not like Trump. You have, for example, Jonathan Turley, who voted for Hillary and confirms Trump's actions do not qualify for impeachment, but they are despicable. And then you have somebody who I believe is highly educated, accomplished, highly touted by others who are experts in the Constitution, and still be angry and partisan and just mean. And that I was talking about Pamela Carlin in that sense. And Victoria, you disagree?
I disagree. There were three constitutional experts who said that Trump's actions did rise to the level of impeachment, one who said they didn't. I think the Democrats made a mistake and they should have given the Republicans two constitutional experts and they should have had two constitutional experts. It should have been a two and two. But no, I don't think she was angry. I think she was making her point. But, you know, women aren't allowed to have particular demeanors, particular means, particular affects in our society, and so there you go. However, I think that the Barron Trump controversy manufactured controversy.
Manufactured how? Which part of it is manufactured?
Because there is... this may be because I originally come from a different culture in which using words as analogies is not seen as an attack. I think it is wrong. And I was a White House correspondent for nearly 14 years. So, and I've been under Republican and Democratic presidents. And I think that the children are off limits. And yes. I've seen children of presidents attacked. And I've seen Barron Trump attacked by a Daily Caller reporter. So, you know, I've seen this boy attacked.
I understand, I understand where you're coming from.
No, you haven't heard me finish. You haven't heard me finish making my point, except off the air. Using an analogy of saying that the name Barron does not make you a Barron is not an attack on the boy. It's using an analogy to continue the analogy that being a president doesn't make you a king. That in no way is saying that Barron Trump looks terrible in those trousers, or that Barron Trump shouldn't be smoking pot, or that anything else appalling, that or that Barron Trump looked weird in that expression. These are things that nobody should be saying about Barron Trump or following Barron Trump to school. Barron Trump goes to school 2 miles from me. Nobody should be doing any of these things. To use an analogy about his name, this is childish to attack grammar.
Plus the fact they didn't know how to spell it because one of them is spelled with two R's and the other one is spelled with one R.
Look, he's a 13-year-old kid. You don't play with the kids when it comes to politics like that. You don't drag them into it. And it was just a mean and nasty thing to do.
Is he smoking pot at 13? Is he not? Would you just use that as an example? Or
I said, this is grammar. This is not about the boy. This is about grammar.
Yeah, but I wondered whether he was smoking pot. That was the question. 28 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI says it's too soon to say what's behind a deadly mass shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida. A Saudi military officer who was training at the airbase opened fire, killing 3 people and then himself. The FBI's Rachel Rojas says there's a lot of speculation because the shooter is a foreign national.
There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts.
President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter,
and that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of the Saudi people.
The shooting comes on the heels of another deadly shooting at the Navy base in Pearl Harbor, which happened last Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, John Harper from WMEL in Florida, Rick Jensen from WDEO in Delaware. Do you guys want to finish? The people are on the edge of their seats listening to this conversation between Victoria and Rick Jensen about some of the nuances of what is, it sounds like the truth versus fiction. I don't really know how to characterize the conversation that the two of you are having. John, you want to take a stab at it? What do you want to characterize? What
I'm going to take a longbow to him, and that is the only way to resolve this.
Really?
Agreed. Yeah, we're not going to agree. She does not believe that Professor Carlin was attacking Barron Trump, the 13-year-old kid, and I do believe it. I do think it's one of these things that that people are not agree upon. I mean, take a look what's going on constitutionally.
Let me throw this into this. The history, the modern history of this disgraceful entity we call, what is it, the Fifth Estate or whatever, the news media, and James Bond has a license to kill. These people have a license to lie. And that's what it is. True. It's all this makeup, phony baloney stuff, and they have the balsam to pull some of these stunts like they did with Chelsea Clinton, the Bush girls.
That's appalling. And I agree, that is absolutely appalling. And yet this is not what that was, and I do think I'm on a... I'm going to lose here because I'm speaking about it from a grammatical point of view. And
Doug, Victoria is not going to lose because I agree with her as well. This is ridiculous as far. Yeah, absolutely. This is ridiculous as far as breaking this down word by word. Syllable by syllable, what did he, what did she mean by that? The emphasis put on the words, totally inaccurate. I agree with you, Victoria. The kids in the White House should be off limits, but this woman the other day was just trying to make a point. Maybe it was incorrectly made, but nonetheless, she wasn't going after the first son. So I agree with you, Victoria.
And right. Doug, if I may, this, you know, we talk a lot about talk radio and what it means to people in their lives, and I think this is a great example. Here we have people who disagree on the meaning of this, just like you have constitutional lawyers who disagree on the meaning of the same document that they're reading. I think this actually adds something to our society.
The definition that we can have of these, the word is.
Yeah,
or it absolutely
yeah, but,
does.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is, because we can have these conversations and differences, and Victoria and I will never agree upon this, and that's fine, but I think it's great that we actually have these conversations,
right,
and we're not told that we're not allowed to.
Exactly. Right, that's why a longbow would sort it out. And I mentioned a longbow because I recently watched The King, the 2019 movie about Henry V.
Yeah. Okay, congratulations. So, Mayor Pete is coming up in the ratings, very strong showing in Iowa, because he's talking about the food supply. He's talking about farmers, and Iowa, obviously, a farm state. I think he's going to do very well there. I think he's coming around to doing quite well in a number of areas. And to show that he's doing better, you see Elizabeth Warren taking shots at him this week. She's falling like a rock. And he's going up, so he's waving at her on the way up while she's on the way down. And so you get the people colluding with her at the Huffington Post and wherever else you can find some support, and you get a lot of baloney. One of the things that has come out this week, though, that was very interesting, that not, I don't know if anybody's talking about this, Buttigieg, how do you pronounce his name?
Buttigieg.
Okay. So apparently he worked for
stick with Matt Pete.
That's what I am doing. Yeah. He apparently worked for some consulting firm,
yes,
and he won't talk about who he worked for because, among other things, this outfit has done work for Trump. And apparently they're kind of bloodthirsty curs from what I can gather. But it's pretty big. I've never heard of them before. They got 30,000 employees. And so what does anybody really know what Mayor Pete was doing for him before he became
Nobody
the mayor?
Nobody knows. And this story has been circulating for a while, actually, online on a number of outlets. And he's been asked about it repeatedly by some of the more independent and left-leaning media, and he refused.
People who don't want to see him. Yeah, they don't want to see him gain any traction.
But they're after transparency, because this is something on his resume that he touts as his business experience, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is his business experience. And then he won't answer any questions about what he did.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think he did, Victoria?
I have absolutely no idea what he did. No idea.
Anybody have any piece of this other than what I gleaned and what I threw into the mix for a little red meat?
Doug,
anybody?
Doug, John here. I have no idea what he did either. But the bottom line, getting to the end of the story, this country, whether you're Democrat or Republican, is not going to vote for someone who's going to have a first husband in the White House. So there's a much to do about nothing. It ain't going to happen.
Well, I find him, because he's interested in the farmers, I find him to be an interesting candidate. I think he's too young to be president, no matter what his sexual preference is. I think he may make a good mate for Bloomberg. Bloomberg is going to surprise. I think already you see one of the things that we talked about on my weekday Monday through Friday program, the DJV show, is how Bloomberg, I know him, I know people that work for him, I know how studied he is. He would not have gotten into this had he not done immense research and come up with a way in which he could become the nominee and the president. He just wouldn't. He wouldn't have thrown his money into it. He doesn't waste anything. And so if you don't understand what the Bloomberg device is all about and how thorough it is, it's one of the most fascinating pieces of equipment that exists today in this computer world. I don't know if any of you ever used one or ever tried to use one or saw it being used, but this thing can figure out almost the algorithms. He could have put in all kinds of different scenarios or had his people do it and come up with the various ways in which he could win. And I'm sure that he's done that, and the reason that his name is as well known as it is, and that that device is as popular as it is, and as expensive as it is because it's practically never wrong about anything, whether it's watching the markets, what to buy, what it just doesn't, it isn't making, it doesn't make mistakes. So I think this guy.
That's a good point. I have a quick question for you about Matt Peet. How do we think he's going to do in the South? Because that's important.
Not well, because he's gay. Not going to do well at all.
He just isn't doing well among blacks. I don't think it's the gay thing.
No. I don't know. What do black people not like about him? I don't get that angle. I don't know it.
He just hasn't sold himself well.
Yeah, he has not. He's not really connected, is what it is.
Is he spending his time and effort in the states one by one as they have primaries? When is the first Southern primary? When is the first primary?
What, in South Carolina?
Southern state. Yeah, when's that? Or any Southern state. I don't know what the answer
is. I think it's coming up in the first quarter of next year. I don't know exactly when that is. Hey, if I may, you know, John, you talked about he can't possibly be elected because he's gay and you can't have a first husband in the White House. I saw a poll recently, Republicans and Democrats, obviously more Democrats than Republicans saying yes. But the question was this, is America ready for a gay president? And what I found to be interesting in the poll is a majority of them said yes, but I'm not sure about my neighbor. You know, sure, I'm ready for him, but I don't know about the guy who lives next door.
I think at this moment, John's right. I think there is that. It's too bad, but it is the way it is. And so the culture of that having been what it is or being what it is, I think gets in the way a lot of people's thinking. But it reminds me when I was a kid, John Kennedy ran for president, and he really did lose. Yeah, other than winning in Chicago, I mean, Nixon won that race, that election in 1960, but it didn't work because of the counting of the votes in Chicago and the Electoral College in Illinois, and Eisenhower. I mean, Nixon, to his credit, never challenged it, which he could have and probably would have won. Anyway, but the buzz around when I was in high school was that we have a Catholic president. The Pope's going to run the country. I mean, that kind of crap. And when Joe Lieberman, who's one of the most outstanding human beings in politics or anywhere else that I've ever met, was running with the Gore, people said, we're going to have a Jew as vice president. How are we going to do that? And, in fact, Al Gore won that election, but who's counting? I think that becomes nonsensical. But I do think that we're, like it or not, people say we're ready for a black president. Hello. We're one by one, John, those barriers and walls, which seem to be kind of nonsensical in the modern world, get broken down. But I think the gay thing is going to be the longest, the hardest one of those things to overcome.
It will. It will eventually. You're right. You're right, Doug. I agree. And going back to JFK, you're right about the Pope running America.
I can remember studying that in high school in the civics class and thinking, you know, looking around the room, and hearing these people, and even at that, I mean, one of my not sophisticated freshman in high school, but I remember just kind of looking at the room and thinking, what difference does it make? You get into these things. Let's see. Well, we've got to pause for a couple of minutes. We'll take on one more item here in a matter of moments. Getting healthy the right way is the job that Calitrin has taken on. Calitrin, Calotren, is America's weight loss formula when it comes to being free of stimulants. Coming from somebody who on occasion has used this and has seen the weight go away. I'm not overweight, but there's always 4 or 5 pounds that I'd like to shed, and I want to keep it off. All right, go to calitrin.com. The deal with the DJB code is buy three and get three free. Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the stories, first of all. So you have the official listing. We try to go through it a couple of times during each of the hours that we focus on News Talk Radio every week. But if I haven't gotten to them sufficiently, here's your list. At number 10, the holidays and what they mean to the U.S. economy. Number 9, immigration reforms. George Zimmerman and his lawsuit against the family of Trayvon Martin. Number 8, and number 7, the winter weather. Number 6, Prince Andrew and what he did or didn't do with Mr. Epstein. Number 5, the North Korean Christmas threat. We'll send you a present if you don't be good boy. It's nonsense, but anyway. Number 4, U.S.-China relations. Number 3, what happened this week at the NATO summit. Presidential election candidates, number 2, and the impeachment hearings, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon has released the Best of Prime 2019, sharing how Prime members chose to enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon over the last year. Some member favorites in the U.S. include the Echo Dot, the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote, Avocados, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and the novel The Handmaid's Tale. Bradley Matthews, Amazon.
We are constantly working to add value for members. And as Best of Prime 2019 demonstrates, Prime is now more convenient than ever. In the past year, members in the U.S. had 3 times more items from Amazon's online store delivered in 1 day or faster compared to the previous year.
Now Prime members also get free and fast grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market in more than 2,000 cities and towns. Amazon's Best of Prime 2019 can be found at amazon.com/bestofprime. And anyone can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Talkers Magazine every week prepares a list of 10 stories that seem to have captured the imagination in the majority of time on the air, and although this week, to be fair, there's about 30 people's names on it. Number 10, George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin tied for that position. Melania Trump at number 9. At number 8, the people who were in attendance at the NATO summit, Johnson, Trudeau, Macron, Merkel. Number 7, Queen Elizabeth and the royal family. Number 6, Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo. Number 5, various candidates for the Democratic nomination. At number 4, more candidates for the Democratic nomination. At number 3, more candidates for the that position. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi, and number 1, Donald Trump. Pelosi really accounted for herself, acquitted herself fairly well this week, I thought. So anyway, that's the overview, that's the list, that's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, number 6 on the story list this week is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. my comment is the laugh that I just... All right, so, what, Victoria, yeah. You're a Brit birth. What's the scoop here, you think?
Well, I think the really big scoop is frankly, less about Prince Andrew. It's partly about Prince Andrew, but it's also about the royal reception that President Trump and other world leaders went to, where Princess Anne threw shade at President Trump.
What does that mean, threw shade? What does that mean?
Well, she threw her hands up when the Queen gestured at her. Come and meet President Trump. She threw her hands up, shrugged and said, no, I'm not going to meet him. That's Princess Anne. She's going to run
on. Yeah. Okay, well. Anyway, so we're not talking about Prince Andrew and what a Who was it that said he was a great guy? I'm trying to remember, other than Trump. There are a lot of pictures.
Do you remember as a kid he was known as Randy Andy, and now everybody's acting like, well, he couldn't have done anything. Yeah. He was known that way.
And he had the most wonderful wife, Fergie. I don't know where she is these days, but I always thought she was fabulous. And she managed to figure him out quickly and hit the road. This guy is a scoundrel is probably too good a word for him, but he is apparently what he is and what people think about him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour, special time of the week when we go back over the top technology stories of the week, top five items. According to the research done by Victoria Keevan, we start at number five, moving our way to number one. The Justice Department has updated their drone policy. To what effect or impact, Victoria?
Well, the new policy is actually an update from the 2015 policy guidance, and so it has a lot of the same language and regulations. There are a few key additions, though, addressing concerns about cybersecurity and privacy, which is a big deal. The new version of the policy indicates that the Department of Justice will be coordinating with the FAA around access to airspace, including working on a plan for air traffic support, which is important. The new policy also has, essentially, they've grounded all 800 of the drones right now because so many of the parts were made in China. And until they can fully do an investigation to see if there's any spying tech inside those drones that were made in China, that's really what this is about. And so the Interior Department has 800 drones, and those are used for, they fight forest fires, they examine damage to land, they monitor the dams and bridges around the country, they observe endangered species to do head counts and things like that. And so obviously, if you have, especially with infrastructure, with dams and roads and bridges, if you've got any information that might be sensitive, obviously we don't want the Chinese government knowing about that. And so they are concerned about China stealing trade secrets as well. And so that's why they've grounded those drones until they can figure it out further.
Number four, the first cell phone detection cameras.
This is probably going to be heading to us pretty soon. So in Australia, in the district that's called New South Wales, they've rolled out high-definition cameras that are designed to catch drivers using cell phones behind the wheel. Now, you can be on the phone, which is similar to the law here, if you're using a Bluetooth speaker or a Bluetooth, like, earpiece. But this is actually catching people texting and driving, and it's big fines, over several $100, $450, if you're in a school zone, penalty points on your license, things like that. They said that they've already caught more than 100,000 drivers illegally using a phone at the wheel. And they also say that the road fatalities are, they want to cut it by 30% in 2021 because that is such a huge cause of road fatalities, as it is here in the States. And I'm sure that's going to be something that we'll be seeing soon. We already have red light cameras. Why not have, you know, cell phone detection cameras, too?
There you go. Number three. Here's an update on the FBI's smart TV warning. This is something that's been around now for a couple of weeks. Very important. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is important. And the originally, their warning really fell on deaf ears. It was confusing and essentially made people feel like they needed to throw out their smart TV. It's totally not that. Essentially, what they're letting you know is if you have a smart TV, that means it's hooked up to the Internet, you have to make sure that you keep your software on the TV up to date. Most people hang a TV on the wall and they never do a software update. There are lots of security measures that are included in those updates. It's really important to make sure that you always keep your software up to date. And again, I tell this to everybody of all ages. If you are older and maybe your grandkids or your kids got you the TV and you're not really sure, just ask someone for help and make sure that you have everything up to date, because so many people don't do that. And that's where your data can be stolen, sold to China. We already know that Vizio is openly doing that. They're spying on you and they're selling your stuff. Now, if you have a camera on your TV, which a lot of new ones do, and you're not using it for gaming, you may want to put a little piece of tape over that so people can't hack into your TV and literally they could film you from the other side of the camera. So if it's in your bedroom, you want to keep some privacy, so just put a little piece of tape, just like you would on your laptop.
Number two.
Yeah, Instagram wants new users to put their birth dates in when they're making a new account, and the reason for this is because they're really going after kids. Users have to be 13 or older to join Instagram, and so they're requiring now that kids put in their birth dates because they want to make sure that they're not seeing anything that's not age appropriate. So right now, Instagram has been really ridiculed for allowing kids to basically see all kinds of content. And it can be liquor ads, tobacco ads, whatever it is. And so Instagram's making the first step into trying to crack down on that.
All right, number one, this is something.
No, this is definitely the most talked about story of the week, for sure. Peloton. Peloton, which of course is the at-home stationary bike that is connected to a live class for spin class. This new holiday ad has gotten a lot of people really buzzing in a negative way for being sexist and classist. And so it's taken a big hit on Peloton's stock. They lost $942 million in a single day. So marketing is important.
Sure is. All right, there they are, the top five items this week from the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria for being here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.